Established in 1934 by the Lenox Garden Club, the Berkshire Botanical Garden is a not-for-profit, membership-supported educational organization encompassing 15 acres of cultivated land in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. As unspring-like as it feels outside in our region today, we're going to learn about Berkshire Botanical Garden's spring and summer plans and their Center House project expansion, which is very cool, very exciting. It's so cool that we have really cool people to talk about it. Mike Beck is here. He is the executive director of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Very nice to have you. Thank you. We also welcome Matt Larkin, who is chairman of the Board of Trustees. Matt, thank you for being here.
Happy to be here, Joe.
Very nice to have you. All right. So let's talk about the Center House and how this project came about.
Well, we started planning it in serious about 3 years ago. This is a project that's been on our minds for a while because it's the oldest building on our campus, and it's a building that really needed some serious help to bring it into the new century. And so we've been really busily planning and fundraising for this project since then.
What does it do?
The Center House is originally it was just a residence for the original director of the garden, but currently in its new incarnation, the original 18th century structure will be turned into three galleries for art exhibitions that focus specifically on botanical, landscape, natural history, and science. The entry foyer will lead you into a library of our collection of historical gardening and landscape architecture books. Mm-hmm. And one of the most exciting parts about it is that we are putting in a new classroom with a very large teaching kitchen attached to it. A lot of our programming bumps have been in the growing of vegetables, food, obviously, and we're now going to be able to offer classes for adults and for our youth education program to teach them how to cook these things that they've been growing.
It would seem, Mike, that a good thing, certainly, but it is a change in mission a bit, isn't it?
Not really. We've been doing this really since our founding in 1934. We've been teaching people how to grow things for their own consumption. In fact, during the war years, the Botanical Garden was very much focused on victory gardening and teaching people how to do vegetable gardening and then using those foods in their own kitchen. So it's nothing new for us, and I think everything comes full circle. We're sort of at a phase now, as Matt pointed out, where people are really interested in that kind of self-sustainability again.
The art, I was thinking of the art component, but the art component as well?
The art component, you know, our mission has always been to inspire about the natural world as well as educate, and so the inspiration is really what we're hooking into here. We think that the art component is so prevalent in Berkshire County and the surrounding area, and we really want to provide that as another aspect of what we do at the garden.
And but it allows you to do new cool things, right?
Totally. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And what you think with, as Mike referenced, the art thing that happens, the visual art that happens in Berkshire County, we feel that we have a really specific point of view where we will be focusing on basically our mission, which is the art and science of gardening. So this is just another way for our visitor experience to be expanded, especially on perhaps a day like today where the gardens don't look their best, but they can come in and they can see, you know, paintings and photographs and sculpture and, you know, we're going to be doing a show of vessels that are turned out of burl wood. And so there's a huge range of what we can show while still keeping to our mission.
Are you, so obviously you're working on this, and yet you have to start the planning of what you're going to fill it with, but it's not quite done yet. Is that a weird position?
No, not at all. We have so many talented members of our board that have so many connections to other cultural institutions. One of our new board members has been a trustee at the Whitney for 30 years and has amazing connections in the art world. Plus the Berkshires, of course, as you know, is just absolutely rampant with painters and sculptors and performers and everything else. So we have an easy orchard to pluck from, if you get it.
It is fun to pluck from the orchard, sure. So immediately, what is going on with the center and the up? Where are you right now in the this process?
We are in the depths of construction, and we've really made great progress over the winter months. The winter has been kind to us in a way, and there hasn't been that much snow, as you know. So we've been really trucking along, and we are really confident that we will open the building again to the public later this summer.
That's not a bad time frame.
It's not bad at all. You know, our season for visitors starts on May 1, and so there's going to be a little bit of a, pardon our dust, as we finish the building.
Sure.
But I think, in general, we're very happy to have the building back in business.
When do you actually open the gardens? When will they open?
May 1 is our opening day for visitors.
Okay. And how do you get ready for that?
We are usually this time of year, we're busy in the gardens already with our horticulture staff, just getting all the garden beds ready. Obviously, throughout the whole winter months, we are busy just planning the beds and planning the layouts and ordering new seeds and new plants. We're a little bit, at a disadvantage right now with the snow on the ground, but that's, you know, we take that as it comes every year.
Sure. Yeah, that's an unknown variable, isn't it?
Yes.
So, and then as you're doing all of this, as you say, pardon our dust, you're deep in construction, are you still fundraising for that?
We are, yes, absolutely. We've had a tremendous response from the community. It started off with a grant from the Mass Cultural Council, which had to be matched by the board, which we did in about 3 weeks. And we have, Mike and I have been doing a dog and pony show for the past year with plans of the building and everything else. But it's a $2.3 million project. And as of today, we have achieved 80% of our goal.
Wow. So between now and then, whenever that is?
Yeah. Then meaning the end of our campaign?
Yes.
Well, we certainly hope to have this finished up this summer for sure.
Yeah. And any big events coming up to help meet that goal?
Not specifically. We went public at our winter lecture, which happened in February, where we had Thomas Waltz speaker,
yeah,
where we actually went forward. The thing that the public we feel could get involved in right now is that we're doing an installation that will look like an old exterior chimney inside the building, and we are selling bricks for $250 a piece that can be named. So if you've got a loved one, a friend, a dog, you can actually help us us meet our goal with that. We have about 200 bricks to sell, and I think we've sold about
close to 100 already. So.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're almost halfway there.
So you have half a chimney.
Yes. Yeah, you have half a chimney.
Excellent. And then, as I said, meanwhile, you plan for the rest of the summer. What are some of the highlights coming up?
We are actually tying into the whole process of building a building by having a exhibit of structures throughout the garden that are playhouses. We felt it was really important to tie in a younger generation of garden visitors, perhaps, and so we felt like this would be a great opportunity to do a riff on building and construction. And so we have a great group of about 11 committed designers right now who are going to be installing a variety of whimsical structures all through the garden, and we're going to have an opening for that show at the very end of May 26, in fact.
That's really cool.
It's great. We always try to have something unusual, something new at the garden. So even if you know us, even if you've been on our grounds, you'll have a reason to come back and check us out again. So,
what do you know about your visitorship of the people who come?
We have about 10,000 regular visitors in the season, and then we have another 10,000+ people who come for our special events, such as our Harvest Festival, which a lot of people in the region know about. So it's a big group of people. They come from all over the place. There's a big tourist component, obviously, in the Berkshires, but also a regular members who come just on a whim and who might live very close by.
And the plant sale is always a big deal.
Plant sale is huge. This year we're having it a little later in the year, actually a little closer to the frost-free date. It's going to be May 19th and 20th.
Well, all of this is going on, and you can find out more by going to berkshirebotanical.org. berkshirebotanical.org to learn about the Berkshire Botanical Garden and to plan a visit and to find out more about the Center House and all the cool things that are going on. Mike Beck is the Executive Director of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Matt Larkin is the Chairman of the Board of Trustees. Mike and Matt, I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us,
both
Joe.
Here.
Appreciate
Best of luck
it.
In your efforts.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.